Hello, my name is Karen McCullough. I am speaking today about the importance of maintaining old growth and roadless areas in the Tongass National Forest. It is important to respond to the Forest Service's request for comments. I will be commenting saying that the roadless areas in the Tongass should maintain their roadless status. Many groups, many organizations, many of us pored over maps and were involved in the planning that identified the areas on the Tongass that were designated roadless. Areas used for hunting, for fishing, for gathering, and to bring visitors to see. These areas have provided this in the past and should continue to provide into the future. Areas that in a hot, dry summer with very little winter snowpack, like the summer we just had, hold moisture and help the streams stay cooler. Extensive planning for transitioning the Tongass Forest into second growth logging also occurred as part of the planning process. The direction for future and continued logging was identified and planned for. Please visit the Forest Service office or go online to find the maps to see if some of your favorite places are in the roadless areas. Some of mine are, and I would like them to stay roadless. On January 26, 2018, 220 scientists sent a letter to Congress that says in part, and I quote, "Nowhere are the benefits of protecting roadless areas and similar ecologically important lands greater than on the Tongass." I will be sending in my comments urging that the areas remain roadless, and I hope you will too.